reported, Australia expressed concern over China's actions, emphasizing the need for safe interactions. Today marks the 84th anniversary of Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor, when the Empire of Japan attacked the U.S. Pacific Fleet in 1941, killing or wounding more than 3,500 Americans. NPR's Diwali Saikautau reports that only a dozen survivors remain this year.
It is no surprise that all the survivors of the December 7th attack are now centenarians. And today, not one could travel to attend a remembrance ceremony in Honolulu, according to the Associated Press. But younger generations are part of the memorial service, including Minnesota's students from the Lakeville South Band, who, along with 14 mainland bands, will participate in the Pearl Harbor Memorial Parade. Each year, Hawaii marks a moment of silence at the exact time the Pearl Harbor attack began at 7:55 a.m. local, and fighter jets will fly overhead in missing man formation. Diwali Saikautau, NPR News.
President Trump is hosting the Kennedy Center Award Show tonight in Washington. He'll be the first president to host the show. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.